All right, we got to get into this pretty quick. I want to play a game here. If you followed the Chiefs draft, they had some all-name team type of guys on here. I have given you the names of four. There's three that are really tough and a fourth that's somewhat tricky. Maybe we should just cross off number four since we're not going to have too much time. You guys are going to have to go after the three names here. I didn't really tell you about this game until just during this break, so there's been no time for anybody to look up the pronunciations. And I'm just going to judge as we go name by name who pronounces it closer. So, if you guys are ready, I will give you have the names in front of you to read off. The first one is the Chiefs' second-round pick. He was 59th overall. He's a defensive end from Villanova. Mitch, why don't you go first? Would you like to pronounce the defensive end from Villanova's name for me, please?
Tano Pasagnon.
All right, so Mitch says...
I kept the K silent.
Tano Pasagnon. What say you, Tyler Dreiling?
I believe it's Tano Passanio. Tano Passanio. Because that one I was actually still watching the draft.
Okay. So. He is correct. It is Tano
Passanio. This is a whole rip on me. I'm so bad with names.
Tano Passanio.
This is about as good as it's going to get for me. I think.
These are like beyond the point of whether it matters if you're good at names or not.
Yeah.
So that's what, like, I would be awful at this too if I was doing it. But it's 1-0 Tyler here. Still got time for a comeback, Mitch, because now we're getting into the fourth round, and I'm going to make Tyler go first on this one. The fourth round pick, number 139 overall, he is a wide receiver from Michigan.
Jehu Chesson.
Mitch?
Let me keep that first name. That sounds right. Why don't we go Chesson?
Jehu Chesson?
You're saying Jehu Chesson?
No, yeah. No. Jehu Chesson, Jehu Chesson.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So I was with you with the Jehu.
We guys are both wrong on the first name. It's J-U.
J-U.
J-U Chesson.
Okay, so I was half right. Do I get a half point for getting the last name?
Yeah, I'll give you a half point. But okay. I'll make the last one worth two, just like with the match game. So Mitch can still win this here.
Was the sixth round one Leon McQuay, by the way?
Yeah, McQuay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. When the reason I put that is because when the kid, they had like a, I don't remember who it was, but a kid announcing the draft pick, he called him McCoy. And so I was intrigued, and I was like, oh, do you really pronounce it McCoy? I bet I could fool him there, but I went and looked it up. It is actually McCoy. All right, for the win here, Mitch. Fifth round, number 183 overall, a linebacker from Georgia Southern.
Ukemi Legway.
It's like a little extra English on the beginning of the last name.
I've got...
Wait. Let me hear it one more time, Mitch.
I'm going to go Ukemi Legway. Got to put the we on the end there.
Okay. Ukemi Alejwi.
I've got Ukemi, Aligwe. Ukemi Aligwe.
I'm sorry, Mitch, you're right. Tyler's better at this than you. Yeah. It is Ukemi Aligwe.
Okay.
Ukemi Aligwe.
So I get another half point.
You nailed the last name. So really the final score here is...
That was a beatdown.
2-0, Tyler.
I was going out on a limb because sometimes with those weird names, vowels sound different.
Mm-hmm.
So I went with that route.
I think it's kind of funny that we're doing this because I guarantee that there are there's a radio show in San LA right now trying to figure out how to pronounce Shamichael Moore's first name.
That was actually really nice. I found on NFL.com they had a pronunciation list for all draftable prospects.
Oh, okay.
Shamichael Moore was one that I found on there, but I found all these guys. The one that you could have got crazy on, Mitch, was the first one because that is the one where it's really just off the wall. The Tano
Passanio.
I mean, Passanio, for those of you who haven't seen his name in writing yet, his last name, pronounced Passanio, K-P-A-S-S-A-G-N-O-N.
Passanio.
Like Matt Walters.
Spelled just like it sounds.
Yeah. The traditional pronunciation. Yes. Cole Manbeck's going to be on at 5:25. We'll get back into the K-State draft coming up next. Look, Elijah Lee dropped to the 7th round. It's an easy take to rip him for leaving early and say he should have stayed. I'm going to tell you why he should ease off when we get back.
When you shop at Carpet One,